Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work. What a concept. I'm interrupting this commercial to let you know you can get our six-piece My Towels, regular $69.98, now only $29.98. Or you can save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Also, we have bath sheets, bath towels, washcloths, hand towels, and so much more. And the best part, with your promo code, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all My Towels. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
Good morning, TGIF, 716, 16 minutes after 7 o'clock. An honor to have with us, of course, Gene Valentino and Michael Paul. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, good morning, Gene.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Ted. Hello, everybody.
Doing great, buddy. How about you?
Well, we just got back from California. We were at the CNP conference, and I was coming down the elevator, and I saw a sign, and it said, in case of an earthquake or terrorist attack, the ban on prayer is temporarily lifted. Welcome to California.
So, CNP, tell us, for those of us that don't know about these acronyms, what that means.
Oh, this is a very conservative group of Republican conservatives. This is the Council on for National Policy.
Okay.
The Council for National Policy, they meet a few times per year, and they're discussing national policy. I had the privilege of spending some private time with a very popular contributor on Fox News. He was on last night with Hannity, Mr. John Solomon.
Yeah. I want to talk to that guy. That guy is amazing. John Solomon is probably one of the best investigative reporters in the business today.
Yes, indeed. In fact, it's a good segue, what you just mentioned, Michael, because he's talking about some serious stuff. I want to come back to you in a minute on this whack job Chucky Schumer here, Senator Schumer. But before I hit on that, Solomon was talking about the recent investigation he did, Michael, on Hunter Biden as it relates to the Communist Party, and their aim to control the nuclear energy market here in the United States. The power companies, through the acquisition of U.S. intelligence on nuclear energy data that runs our nuclear power plant, and in the center of that activity was a guy by the name of Hunter Biden coordinating that access with his daddy.
Say it ain't so.
It's not. This is serious. And this information, Jim Jordan in the House, is investigation that's going on right now, may move off of civil charges. There may be criminal charges that they're redirecting to Hunter Biden and ergo by default his father. This is the most egregious, if true, and I have no reason to believe John Solomon has made up anything to date. If true, I think we're going to see the most historic, criminal, treasonous wrongdoing in the United States history.
You know, the sad part is that we really have to hope only that we get Republicans in charge in the Senate and in the House and the presidency to actually get a criminal trial going on. Because I can tell you that Joe Biden is not going to let his son go to trial. He's not going to let his Justice Department put him on trial. And not only that, but bet this. He will give him a full pardon before he leaves office, and this will all be done with.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
He will never, ever, ever, ever have to worry about going to trial because his father is going to pardon him along with probably some others, including his brother and maybe himself. And let me just tell you something. Nothing's going to happen to these people, so don't get your hopes up.
I won't get my hopes up in the normal sense, but the castigation of wrongdoing against both of them and the Biden crime family in general will go down in history as the biggest disgrace of any elected official in American history.
Right.
Mark my words.
Right.
And I've met with some people who seem to be whispering that behind the scenes. It's a we have a problem in the United States. We have a concept called justice and due process. And it's been mired at every it's been attempted to be taken down at every step along the way. And every step along the way, it seems to be withstanding the test of these perpetrators of fraud. And I think there is a possibility that we will see justice way longer than we should expect. But hopefully through constitutional amendments in the future, Michael, we'll see a remedy to that point as well.
Well,
it's a shame. We have overstepped in so many areas, and I do see from this CNP conference a gathering. I come home with optimism and see a lot of leaders in this nation stepping up to protect our constitutional republic and a democracy that is attempted to run within that constitutional republic.
So we've been talking to different congressmen. Of course, our congressman here in the 4th District, where we're located, was reelected overwhelmingly in the Republican primary. He had an opponent, but got like 73% of the vote. Who does that? That's somebody that's very popular, Congressman Mike Ezell. And he told us I don't know, a couple of days ago that the Republicans are they believe that the Senate will in fact go back to Republican control because it's just lining up. And also they think and they hope that they'll be able to get more members in the House so that they'll have a better majority versus what's going on now. So if that happens and Donald Trump gets elected, then you've got a lot of things that can happen. If Republicans are in power for all three of the branches of government, well, I say all three, at least two of them. The courts, of course, are a different branch, but most of those guys that are there were appointed by Donald Trump. And he might get the opportunity to appoint some more even in the next 4 years. But it looks like to me, as things are going right now, and you know, you can't ever get your hopes up because let me tell you something, the Democrats are going to cheat. They're going to do everything they can to keep Donald Trump from getting in office, no matter what it takes. They love the process and they work the process. And Republicans, you know, we just love candidates, right? We don't really love the process. Me, I'm not like a detail guy. That's not something that interests me, the process. But we better get busy and we better start paying attention to the process. Because that's how they got Joe Biden elected president, the process.
The process, even the process extending, Michael, to the election process. You know, John Solomon, we were talking about a minute ago, had reported at the same conference that over 67% in an AP poll of Democrats say now that most people know that Joe Biden has done something criminal and is aware there may be a criminal referral pending. Now, while Donald Trump puts his daughter-in-law in place to try to unify and collect more Republicans in a cohesive way, in a more proactive Republican Party, we've had our faults too, and the Republicans could have been more proactive in their campaign and monitoring of the election process. That aside for a minute, we see now word coming that how many of these Democrats are going to quietly go into that voting booth and vote for Donald Trump. hey, I've had enough. No one can hear me or see me. I'm voting. I, a Democrat, have had enough with this embarrassment on the Democrat side. I'm voting for Donald Trump. Or one third of them might vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who was also
is exactly what I wanted to talk to you about, because I think that is going to be the killer of Joe Biden. That particular, and look, he's talking about running Aaron Rodgers as his vice president, a very popular American quarterback who people respect and like. And look, he's a smart guy too. Don't kid yourself. So
yeah, but that's that analysis is excellent. But my people are telling me, and these are people who know better than me, that will more likely pull from a Democrat voting for Biden, not take away from a vote for Trump. And in that light, it's the Ross Perot theory of a decade or two ago, where it's diluting the other side to allow the Republican to win. So even if Trump doesn't win by majority vote, he wins by plurality in that sense.
Exactly, because what you have to understand is the way the presidential race works, it's not who gets the most votes. It's who gets the most electoral votes, which is that he could have. Honestly, if it works out like I think it, I hope, I'm praying, I got my fingers crossed. If it works out like I think it is, Donald Trump is going to not only get a plurality, but he's going to get a landslide in the Electoral College. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a landslide in Electoral College, because a third of the Democrats will vote for Kennedy, a third will stay with Biden, and a third will stay home because they're so angry. The Republicans must coalesce at this time to win. That's my prediction. It's not whether Trump wins or loses. It's how Trump wins, which is really going to be the key.
All right. Go ahead. I was just going to say, could we switch subjects for a minute? We got about 3 minutes left. And something got my attention last night when I was watching Jesse Waters on Fox News. And, of course, Sean Hannity, we've been quoting stuff from the Sean Hannity show last night from John Solomon. But did you see, by chance, what Tyson Foods are doing to American workers here in the United States and going after workers who are illegal? They're asylum seekers here in the United States. They have gone 100% for them and are trying to, well, not trying, they have let go 1,200 people that are American workers here in the United States and going after the asylum seekers to make them their workers.
Illegal immigrants.
Immigrants. They're immigrants. But okay.
They're illegal immigrants.
Right. But this is something that is unbearable to me. And I think a lot of Americans look at this and they say, Tyson food. Look, I mean, who hadn't eaten Tyson chicken, right? I mean, they make a lot of chicken, millions of pounds of chicken a day. And they're making those in plants with American workers. But now they're closing plants that have American workers, and they're opening plants that are going to have immigrant workers. This makes me sick in my stomach. I want to know what you think about it. We got a minute and 15.
Well, there's no difference between that and the racism that's pervaded the Democrat Party since its inception. It's their racist behavior going back a century, and their support of slavery is the precursor to what you just described. Hire the immigrant, legal or otherwise, and use him at scab wages and hurt the American citizen in the process. This is a perpetration of a tiered state system that is intended to create elitist, Marxist, socialistic, upper-tier people. It creates the have and the have-nots.
Right.
And the Republicans have turned into the people of the working class, the grassroots. And we didn't get time to talk about it, but if I may just stick it in here, this Chuck Schumer stunt trying to suggest that Netanyahu get replaced in Israel is a major overstep by Chuck Schumer, and it's consistent with the Democrat Party's overreach. It's not unlike the story you just mentioned on Tyson Foods.
Chuck U. Schumer. That's him.
Chuck
U. And we're not going to forget that, because that guy, he doesn't like Netanyahu because he's a conservative. Okay, let's forget about that. Thank you, Gene. Have a great weekend.
Enjoy the week, guys.
7:30.
I remember the first meeting that I had with our chief medical team, and I said to them, life comes down, you're going to be judged by the choices that you make. And when the choice to start this company came up, it was a no-brainer, because we all need to fight for what we believe in, and we need to strive for something.
I'm Dr. Heather Gessling. I'm a family medicine physician. I am the chief operating officer for the medical team at the wellness company. We strive to base all of our decisions on science, and the lack of unbiased science in the last 2 years is one of the catalysts that has brought about the wellness company.
My role in the wellness company is going to be largely one of education and re-education of our physician core, who are going to be administering medicine to large numbers of people, we hope, under our guidance, okay? We are not going to be telling them how to practice, but we are going to be telling them how to approach the patient in a different way. And that way involves returning to the first principles of medicine, which are the basic sciences.
Myself and the wellness company rely on data, scientific data, to drive critical decisions. But importantly, we must consider all available sources of data. Everything's on the table. Nutrition is basically what we put in our bodies, and you can imagine what we put in our bodies really matters. And nutrition science is going to play a giant role in the data-driven decisions and treatment plans that we devise at the wellness company.
So I'm Dr. Jen Vandewater. I'm a doctor of pharmacy. I graduated pharmacy college in 2006. I worked mostly for retail pharmacies, and through the years I noticed that it became very robotic. The pharmacy industry was no longer about patient care, and it became more fill prescriptions, give shots, anything you could do just to keep busy. There was no time for patient interaction and patient well-being. But while I was there, I was still seeing that people were on lots and lots and lots of medications. So as I was watching doctors prescribe more and more, I thought, well, how can I assist and help the patient realize they may be on too many medications?
Current medical practice is so completely off the rails that it almost has to be destroyed and rebuilt from the ground up, because we have allowed ourselves to be taken over by pharma for the most part. Most doctors just prescribe, they treat numbers as opposed to patients. They don't reverse disease. They maintain chronic disease. This is all wrong. Our approach is wrong. Our approach to these diseases is wrong. It is all based on giving a pill to treat a number. That is what modern medicine has become. We are not treating patients, we are treating numbers.
It's always been said that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And if we can prevent an illness, we can prevent suffering, potentially hospitalization, progression of disease, and death. So prevention is absolutely critical.
I see creating an integrated healthcare system that focuses on prevention versus being reactive. I see a company that's going to continue to have amazing products and put third-party products in our store and in our platform that are vetted by some of the best physicians in the world.
What makes the wellness company's approach unique is that we're coming at different angles. We're not just coming into one area of health, we're coming into education. We're coming into training even providers on what health actually looks like. We've been kind of confused and misguided through the years, so the wellness company is hitting it in a way that nobody else has hit it before.
We have to go back to treating patients and getting them healthy again and maintaining that state of good health.
I truly am inspired to leave the world a better place than I came in. I want to create that change. I want to help people.
Grow in what you know about your health. Your health is yours. You own your body. We want to just guide you in that so that you can make the right decisions for your health. And I'm excited to tell you that we're here and we're bringing you the best.